Dem Rep. Korea, we have chaos on some parts of border, but I don't like using Title 8. By Ian Henchett on June 14, 2023. During an interview with News Nation aired on Wednesday's broadcast of Elizabeth Vargas reports, ranking member of the Border Security and Enforcement Subcommittee of the House Homeland Security Committee Representative Lou Coria, DCA, stated that some parts of the border, like those in Texas, are chaotic, but others, like San Ysidro, California, aren't. Coria also stated that he doesn't approve of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas using Title 8 as an enforcement measure. Host Elizabeth Vargas asked, "The agent we just heard from described what's going on the border as chaos. Is that what you saw when you were there?" Coria responded, "Depends on where I was at. Texas has a challenge. You have a lot of traffic. You have a lack of resources. You have, a, lack of infrastructure. Whereas, in California, San Ysidro, the opposite is correct, which is, there's a lot of order. So, it depends on where you're at on the border to get the answer that you are asking." Vargas then asked, "While illegal crossings are down 70% since the expiration of Title 42 a month ago, there are still 3,000 migrants crossing illegally every day, and cities deep in the country are struggling to house and care for migrants already here. Do you think this is a border under control right now?" Coria answered, "This is an issue of worldwide magnitude. Post-COVID-19, we have the greatest refugee crisis. Greatest movement of refugees probably in the last 150 years. World War II, you had 60 million refugees throughout Europe. Today, the number is greater. And Mr. Mayorkas has done a tremendous job when it comes to, number one, the incentives, meaning do it the right way with the CBP One app. Number two, and I disagree with him on this one, Title 8 is a very punitive measure. If you try to cross without going legally, you've got criminal challenges. And number three, what Mr. Mayorkas has done that's never been done before is a great working relationship with Mexico and other governments in this hemisphere." Follow Ian Henchett on Twitter at Ian Henchett.